Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and as simple as doves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This teaching from the Gospel, there's so much in there about what it is like to be a Christian, what it's like to be a Catholic, what it's like to live out our faith within the world. But I just want to focus on that one passage, because we see it everywhere that we don't have to have anybody convince us that we're sent in the midst of wolves, that people are trying to tear us apart. Sometimes, sadly, we don't even have to leave our own room to see the person who is trying to tear us apart the most sometimes, unfortunately. Sometimes they're within our own families. But something that our culture and our world doesn't seem to get is that not only are we supposed to be wise as serpents, but that we're supposed to be simple as doves at the same time. Anytime we turn on the news, anytime we look into the world or go into whatever it is that we receive from the blogs or whatever it is that we go through, we see that people are very, really good at being wise as serpents, being able to parse words, being able to tear apart somebody else's argument. But they're not doing so from an innocence that's seeking a truth. That's what our Lord is actually calling us to do. Yes, be wise. Yes, use the intelligence which God has given you. But the simplicity of doves is really, in another translation, says to be as innocent as doves, which means to proceed from an innocent conscience. Not to destroy somebody, not to really just wreck their argument and show how great you are, but really to have that innocence which seeks forth the truth. To be open to that person who we're arguing with, that open to that person who is with us, that open to that person who doesn't believe in the faith or has left the faith, such that we can bring them back. When we just try to go out there, and sometimes I get that, Father, give me an argument so that I can destroy this person who doesn't believe in what it is that we believe, so I can set them aright, so that I can show them that we're right. What they're really trying to do is just to win an argument. That's not the point. Who cares whether we can win an argument or not? As Catholics, we're not about winning arguments, but winning souls. It's not about being right. It's about being righteous. It's not about just showing somebody how brilliant we are, or how deep our faith is, or how rooted firmly upon the gospel it is, and how we're the only ones, yes, who do have it fully right. That is true. But not to use that as a club to beat somebody with. Rather, to lead somebody gently back into the faith. Because when we use our faith as a club to strike somebody with, we drive them away. And it doesn't matter how right we are, because the way in which we deliver the message keeps them from entering into the fullness of His love. So it's important to get arguments. I'll give you plenty of good arguments if you have a question or a difficulty with something. But really what's needed is innocence. In this Mass, we're going to have the recapitulation of the once and for all sacrifice of He who is the true innocent, whose innocent blood screams forth more eloquently, as we say within the Mass, than that of Abel, the just one. Let's ask our Lord for that same innocence within the arguments and difficulties which we have within our days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.